Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again with the Dr. Tanji Show. And this is, of course, Dr. Tanji, and I'm coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And we have a wonderful group of people that have come on the show today, and I think you guys are going to be in for a really good treat, and you're going to be blessed. I, of course, like to always thank God for allowing us to be here in this particular place in this particular time. And that would be Jeannie.
Of course. Now silence.
But before we get started, I wanted to take a moment just to really let the people know that have lost loved ones, who have lost their possessions, that we are truly praying for them and with them, and let them know that we are definitely, they're always in our hearts and minds. I too was affected. I live in West Hills, and it was affected heavily, and was evacuated. But of course, we were just kind of right there on the cusp, and the winds shifted, and the fire went closer to Malibu. I don't celebrate that, but I do say you guys are definitely in my prayers and in my thoughts. And we're going to make donations to help you through this transition. And to the ones who lost their loved ones, I think, last Thursday, maybe a couple of Thursdays ago in Thousand Oaks, mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to go and just kind of hold the hands of some people that were in mourning. We all are in mourning, and it was very humbling, to say the least. So with that said, I do not take it for granted or lightly that you tuned in today. I thank you so, so very much. I am grateful. It is an honor to honestly come before you on every Wednesday and just kind of chop it up and learn some kingdom principles and see exactly what's going on and how we can kind of make each other's lives better. I am of the school of thought that in order to honestly be as successful as God intended for us to be, you have to help other people get there as well. And that's very important, very, very important. So today's principle, we've been going over, we've been going over what being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing, subduing, and of course the ultimate is having dominion really means. And I'm taking my time on this because I know that the message is relevant. Whenever there is chaos in a situation, and when you know who you are, and as my mama would say, and when you know whose you are, you do know that your steps are already ordered. You do know that your destiny has already been purposed for you. I tell you that the fastest way to get into purpose is to ask him, to seek him. And then once you get that, you run with it. And you keep your, I tell my daughter all the time, just keep your head down. Keep your head down and keep working. That working, guys, really means becoming who you were meant to be in the earth. It does not mean you go to a 9-to-5, and I'm not against 9-to-5s. I've worked several. But it's so funny that when I would go working at a 9-to-5, I would always get fired. And I'm thinking, dadgummit. But I can teach, and why are you firing me? And it was because I was not where I was supposed to be. It's one thing to believe God, okay? And then it's another thing to say, you know what? I surrender. So I am surrendering every day. I surrender. So the principle for today is replenish. Now, the replenish is another principle that it was a command that was given to us in Genesis 1:28. We were created in his image and after his likeness. And we have to bring our gift to the marketplace. Now, what I've learned in my study is that, you know, oftentimes you think that, well, I don't really know what my gift is. Your gift is so important to us that you can't miss it. So whatever you're supposed to be doing, I implore you to get it done, please, now. Just do it. Nike said it best when they said, just do it. And it was a wonderful slogan, just do it. But Dr. Tanji, what is that it? Well, that it is what you were born with. I cannot tell you what your gifts are, but I can tell you where you can go and find out where your gift is. And then when you get that gift, you serve us. And that serving is doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Being a person of influence. The affluence will come. We've got a caller, so I'm going to answer that in just 1 second. I'm so sorry. Well, I'll get him back again. But that affluence are tangible things, but you don't get caught up in those tangible things. Mm-hmm. They're nice, but it comes with the territory. The objective here is to always make certain that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, that you're where you're supposed to be. So when you're that, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, we talked about multiply. Well, I'm sorry, we talked about the product. Your product is your gift. What is it that you can bring to the marketplace? That's your fruitfulness. Then your multiplication is your replication. Your replenishing, and that's what we're going to do today, is your distribution. And this wonderful guest, these guests that we have today, are going to answer that question of, and I like to ask that question, how did you get here? How did you get here? So stay tuned for that. You guys are going to be in for a treat. I promise you you are. I am so grateful again to Miss Jeannie for always doing what she does and does it so very well. I am eternally grateful for this platform. So thank you.
You got it, Dr. Tanji.
Hey, got to thank you, lady.
Hey. Motivate through media, taking over the world. Amen. You know what I mean?
That's Amen. Dominating.
Hey.
That's it.
It's happening.
She good principle.
It's happening.
So without further ado, where are we going?
We are going to the amazing people that you have in the Dr. Tanji Lounge today. Amazing actor, screenwriter, producer, and, you know, Miko, there's a whole nother level for me because, you know, I'm always in a girl power type of vibe, but it's so right now. It's so right now, especially with the flip, the cultural climate in Hollywood and what we're doing now, what we've been doing. But now you hear our roar. I love what is happening on Capitol Hill now after the votes. And just another one of my girl power directors right here who they collaborated and created an amazing film. And I want you to talk about it, you two to talk about it. Like I said, Nelson, you have gone from doing all the hot video games to comedy. I mean, you know, as an actor, as a young man, there's several, it's a lot of content you could be doing and promoting. But I want you to talk about your film, why you decided to touch on that subject, how you guys collaborated, and what you're doing moving forward. And Dr. Tanji, I'm sure you'll be able to relate.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, hello, everyone. this is my first time on the radio. I'm listening to myself. And,
no, it's the first of a thousand. No.
It's the first of a thousand times on the radio.
Yeah.
My name is Nelson Scott. I am the writer, executive producer of a short called By His Stripes. And I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me,
wow,
Dr. Tanji.
Such a blessing.
Thank you, of course. Miss Jen. And Miko and I are here to talk about the film. We're really excited.
So talk about what the film is about.
The film is about a woman who's diagnosed with cancer and the incredibly difficult choices that she's faced with as she undergoes treatment. It explores the relationship between herself and her son. And it's a faith-based film that touches on a topic that I know I don't see very often in the Black community, especially in our generation, which is cancer. And it's a tearjerker from what I'm told. I didn't cry because I wrote it, so I knew what was coming up next. But people who've seen it have said that it's definitely something that touches a part of them, which is definitely a blessing for me to hear somebody say.
Well, it touches so many people, and I'm sure, I mean, there's tears all day, every day, because it's happening all day, every day. You know, off air, we talked about the fact that we don't talk about it enough. And, you know, like I said, it is happening, and it's happening rapidly. It's happening to women and men, I mean, much, much earlier. And, you know, we go in for checkups and it's already stage 3, 4, you know, and then, of course, that brings up issues of, you know, economics, healthcare and other things. But you brought up the fact that it's a tearjerker. And like I said, I'm sure there's several people listening, watching the Dr. Tanji show who have either experienced it, know somebody that's experienced it, survivor, you know, warrior going through it right now. So it's here. And so again, why did you decide to touch on this subject when you could have done other things? And what was it about this film, not only being a tearjerker because of the obvious content, but what is it about the storyline that makes people feel that way?
Well, I often tell people, you know, I did write the film, but it's hard for me to take credit for writing it because, you know, after I attended a film festival for a film that Miko had done, on the way home, I got the inspiration to write my own film. I didn't know that at the time I was going to explore that. I didn't know, you know, that I was going to take on the challenge of actually writing something because I didn't consider myself a writer. I was an actor, and I just wanted to stay in my little box.
So it wasn't a personal experience.
Yeah.
I've had personal experiences with cancer, but I don't feel that this project was a result of those experiences. I really, once I decided to write the film, I sat down, I closed my eyes, and I just wrote what I saw in my head. I saw every frame, every second of every frame.
So you're not even sure what inspired you to come up with that story?
It was God. I just have to give God the credit.
Wow.
Because, like I said, every second of every frame was visualized, rather. It was already
that's
in
who,
my
that's
head.
That's who the executive director
I
was.
I wrote my... Yeah, that's who it was, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wrote what I saw in my head, and so I have to give credit to God because I didn't come up with it.
Wow.
Even though it came through me, I really feel like I was just
you
a
were
vessel.
You used as a vessel.
And I was used by God because I didn't sit down to, you know, I didn't go out and say, hey, I'm going to write this film about cancer and about the way it affects the family, or, you know, in Black communities.
Right.
But that was what happened, and I'm grateful that God chose me as the vessel to do it, but I have to give him the credit for it because I didn't set out to do it. And I think the reason it's touching people the way it is because of that very fact. You know, it was divinely
inspired. Absolutely.
So to speak. You know, and, you know, when the God in me touches the God in you, then we connect and it becomes, you know, something else.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just grateful that I was able to have Miko, and Miko was able to create the team that we had to get the film finished. And I'm, you know, grateful that people are being touched by it because, I had no agenda when it came to finishing the project. And even though I did have cancer in my family and people who I loved touched by it, I didn't realize at the time that I was writing their story.
Wow.
It just came to be. It really did.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely. And then Miko, as a woman originally from Chi-Town, out here in LA, knowing the hustle and the grind, what motivated you to do this particular project? Like I said, you know, out here as creatives trying to make things happen, you know, budgeting, casting, you know, the line, the crew. What was it about this particular piece that motivated you to get involved?
Yeah, I think for me, it was really started with the script itself. Nelson, you know, connected with me and let me know that, you know, he had been inspired to write something, and I was like, all right, sure, send it over. One thing that about me is that I really am focused on helping new voices, new artists, I'm really great at taking small budgets and making something, you know, out of it. And so because I know I possess that skill, I really want to try and help, you know, new voices come to the forefront. So having him reach out to me, I was deeply honored for him to just say, hey, I saw your work. I really liked what you did with your film. And can you take a look at this and see if it's something you would be interested in working on? And so when I read it, it was just, it was very touching. It was very funny. So I was able to, I could see the film. Yeah, he is pretty funny. So I could see the film kind of in my head as I was reading it, what points I could really play up on, you know, the drama of it, what points we could play up on, the comedy of it. I knew that it would be a heavy subject matter, so I'm grateful that there was a bit of humor that we were able to insert into it. But it really started with the script itself. For me, choosing projects, it takes a long time to get projects made. And so I really want to be able to connect on a personal level with the folks that I'm working with. So it was important that Nelson and I already had a relationship to begin with. And then also the material itself has to be well written, has to be good, and it was. And so that's kind of what inspired me to kind of tell this story.
Well, that's great. Dr. Tanji, I know, you know, how important it is to you and, you know, so many people listening and watching in reference to cancer. And it's not until it really hits home that you understand, you know, how lonely it can be, how scary, isolated, and how narrow casted the space can really be when you're going through it.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that because I am a 26-year cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
So glory be to God, right? Thank you. I get chill bumps every time I think about, you know, sometimes I feel very guilty still alive, and I hear people tell me that, you know, someone passed away with cancer or this happened or that happened, and it makes me even more humble, even more grateful, and stop wasting time, Tanji. So when I got your bio and I'm reading and looking at your project, I just saw a snippet of it. I could identify with mom and her holding her baby because my children, I was 22 years old. I started having kids real young. Okay. So I have grandchildren now.
Meow.
So I remember those talks. And I want to segue into, and I hope that I'm not offending anyone when I say this, but I was very religious. Please hear me when I say that. And I say that with all sensitivity. Or should I say I used religious ideologies. Okay. I thought that I could beg God and you heal me. I'll do this, 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 and this. And it's not like that. It's relationship. So I listened to what you were saying about had we not had the relationship, you guys had the relationship. So you trusted him and you trusted her with your project.
Yeah.
You not knowing, you said, I'm not a writer. But because he said, I trust you with this. I mean, just out of obedience. See, oftentimes it's not always the sacrifice that we make, it's the obedience. So thank you for being obedient. Okay.
Thank you
for saying, okay, I can do this. And of course, you know, I gotta thank my baby.
Of course,
but, right? So it matters. You matter. Thank you so, so very much. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Absolutely.
Make me cry.
No.
Thank you.
Man,
appreciate
you
that.
Know how long it took me to do my makeup?
Listen, who you tell me?
So it's just enough. You know, I said, you know, before kings, I see you because in the spiritual world, there's no female and male. You know this, right? So you are kings, and we've come to this earth on a life assignment, and we're getting busy. And the fact that we'll do whatever we have to do within, you know, the confines of not being, you know, disrespectful or hurting or maiming anyone to get that project done or do what we have to do on that assignment. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Because it was not easy, you know. Uh-huh. We have no cancer in my family.
Oh, wow.
So I woke up one morning, and back in 92, Dexatram was the big thing. Mm. And in my head,
the diet drug.
I'm sorry?
Is that a diet drug?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. So I'm thinking, well, I could just lose some weight. Okay, so I started taking Dexatram and drinking a lot of coffee, and I'm just running. And my mom says, that call is coming through, excuse me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
The Dr. Tanji Show. Hello. Who is this?
Like my mama, Denise.
This is Denise Dowles.
Hey, Miss Denise.
Miss Denise. Woo. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Thank you. You good sound to like be there, you, and not in person.
It sounds when you hear a loud and clear. It sounds like you know somebody here alive in the studio.
This is the star.
I happen
of our
to know
film.
Nelson Scott. I believe he's amazing. There.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, Denise.
Hey, Nelson.
It's so good to hear
Nico's here as well.
Oh, hey, Nico.
Hi.
And this is the character in the film.
Yes, this is Denise Dowles, award-winning writer, director, producer, star of theater, film, and stage. She stars in our film as Ruth, and she is the hallmark of our production. Oh, I'm so grateful she had the time to call us, and I'm even more grateful she was a part of this production because I really wrote this part with her in mind, and so for her to be calling in means a lot. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
I called earlier, but I got a voicemail.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
We're pushing different buttons up here. Yeah.
Miss Dowd, if you don't mind me asking, this is Dr. Tanji. What made you say yes to this project?
Well, I loved the script, and I loved the idea of the ability in our lives to make choices, whatever they may be. But I think more than anything, I just really loved the relationship between mother and son. And, you know, they say a man who loves his mother can't be half bad. So, but the relationship between the two of them just really struck a chord with me. And I just find that a lot of these independent projects and short films and full-length independents, they just have a lot more meat on the bone. And that excited me, and I wanted to be a part of it.
I agree. And what did you learn in the process? What did you take away from your character, you know, in the story?
Death is not easy. It's scary. It leaves behind people wanting. But at the end of the day, to live your best life, you have to make a choice for you. And not for those that will mourn you later on.
Wow. Interesting.
So. Absolutely. Thank you.
That was absolutely honest.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Yeah.
It is.
Absolutely.
And embracing it, you know? Yeah.
Because you're absolutely right.
Because a lot of times in this process, I mean, you know, people, it's amazing the emotions that happen when change and transition happen in relationships and family. And, you know, people start pointing fingers and saying things that aren't too nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like,
I know.
Why would you do that right now? You know what I mean? But those things happen. So I'm glad you guys talk about
this. And they forget that it's not about them necessarily. You know, it doesn't mean we love you any less. But it means, do you want me to live this kind of life? Is this what you wish for me? So it's a sort of a double-edged sword.
Absolutely.
And it's a hard sword. But at the end of the day, it's how much do you love me to let me go?
Mm. Wow.
Is that that's a hit record?
Thank you.
That's some lyrics for your everything. Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Okay, whoever writes it, I just get
hello. Say send the royalties over. Gotcha.
We'll discuss publishing later.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much for calling, and we are, you know, in discussion, I'm, you know, just excited about what Nelson and Miko, and especially with Dr. Tanji, being able to experience what that journey is about with so many millions around the country that are watching and listening, and ways that we're going to work together to, you know, screen this for health companies, oncology centers, even, you know, it's important for us to hit college campuses too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And to encourage this checkup outside of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I mean, it needs to be every month. That's another, you know, issue. You know, I have a problem with it that we just isolated then, when this is something that strikes all day, every day. So this is a perfect, perfect platform with your film, By His Stripes. You can see the trailer and everything on YouTube.
Yes.
And, you know, just be on the lookout for the distribution and the tour.
Absolutely. Yes. That's part of the kingdom.
It's a beautiful film. Yeah. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Look, I got chills hearing you say that, Miss Dow.
Amazing, amazing watching
look,
you.
See, yes. I'm telling you, when I say living legend, y'all better look IMDb or Google or do what you got to do. Denise Dowse, okay?
Wow.
Wow. Okay. What was great about working with Denise, I just have to say this, is that though she has so many credits, she was so humble on set.
So humble.
So always ready to just do whatever it was that I needed. And in fact, asking for feedback. I'm like, girl, I don't know what to tell
okay.
you.
Okay, what are you going to say?
But that's a true professional. That's a true professional who wants to bring, you know, quality in what the project needs. That's just rare. Yeah. So, you know, that's just amazing.
The most generous actress I've ever worked with, the way that she was willing to sit and work with me, you know, because being the writer, you think, oh, I got it. But no, I had stuff I needed to work on, and she was willing to work on it with me so that we could get the best performance for the film.
Right.
And it takes a true professional to sit there and do that. And she was just, I just love me some Denise Dowse. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Miss Denise. We can't wait to see you.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to do
thank
some more round tables.
Yeah.
Yes, live. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling
yes,
in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, dear.
Kisses
bye,
through
guys.
The mic. All right.
Incredible, incredible. By His Stripes.
Wow.
By His Stripes.
Thank you.
By His
thank
Stripes.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
At By His Stripes Film on Instagram. And, Stripes Movie on Twitter, at Stripes Movie on Twitter, in case anybody wants to check out the social media pages.
Okay. And if anybody wants to, you know, book the series, look, we'll all come. You know, like I said, organizations, I'm sure there are a lot of families that need the extra support systems. If you know of, you know, any oncology centers, you know, in the area that need, you know, you need something that to inspire you and uplift you going through this. I know that Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, she's been so candid and open about her journey and experience. But, you know, if it wasn't for the prayers and the good energy. So that's another reason why your film needs to be seen and promoted, because in between the drugs and the process, Dr. Tanji, I know you know, and like I said, Lord forbid anything else you're feeling, what else can you do mentally and spiritually to uplift? So I think you guys have a perfect platform to do that. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a caller that's been very patient on hold, so I'm going to segue him in or her. Okay. Thank you
Hello.
So very much.
Welcome
Hi.
To the Dr. Tanji Show.
Thank you. Listen, I just want to say that Nelson is a charlatan. He is boo-boo, NBA 2K, whatever year that was. He is boo-boo. He will always be boo-boo. No. I'm playing.
I don't know.
You're rocking in those video games. I did see you. You're like, but hold on.
I have been in a video game or two. Yes, NBA 2K18.
He said boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Yes, Boo-boo Thompson.
Who is this?
This is Lawrence Haynes.
Lawrence Haynes. No, Lawrence brother. Is my dear friend.
And Lawrence, where are you calling from?
I am in Victorville.
Victorville, California. DeVille.
Okay.
Thank you, DeVille. Sir. Thank you so much.
Yes,
for calling.
I am so proud of Nelson.
Oh,
I'm so
brother.
Proud of all of his accomplishments, his drive and tenacity, and, you know, just from one working artist to another, just seeing him not only work and kind of push through, you know, all of the loud voices and the no's and just everything, but him owning his own project and then having a message behind it. I just think that is so admirable.
Better believe
and I'm just so super proud of him.
Man. Wait a minute. Who is this?
Look, I ain't never told how many people did you pay to call in? Look, you got a budget.
Look, my check is going to bounce if you're waiting to get paid for saying that. I'm sorry, but no, I appreciate that.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Really appreciate that. Yeah, that's Lawrence Hayes, my boy. Boy, we're going to talk.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right, brother.
Okay. That's good. That is
wow.
So good.
Yeah, that was very
How
nice.
About that?
Look, listen, people don't tell you to your face, but you know, as
right.
long as they say it,
that's
we'll
right.
take
No, when you on the mic and on the screen, you know what happens?
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Yeah.
They like, I know that guy.
Yep.
I know
I
that
know
guy.
Him. Didn't you know?
Man, if I knew
exactly.
you felt like that.
Let me ask you, Dr. Tanji, seeing something like this, just programming and something motivational, what do you think it does to somebody in their darkest moment or doubt when you're trying to heal in a situation with cancer or any type of
very
illness?
Good question. Absolutely. Very, very good question. I didn't have a Nelson in 1992. Okay.
Amen.
So I'm in Columbus, Mississippi, going through this, not knowing if I'm going to be able to rear three children. You know, what does that look like? I'm going to put the caller on hold. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to answer your question here. And to have you here, I don't know how many nights you cried. I don't know how many times you said, I quit. I'm just going to go get me a job. Maybe I missed God. This is, I don't even know how I'm going to pay for this, let alone, you know, for what you've done. It is impeccable.
Okay, now I am going to cry.
No, baby, don't cry.
Oh,
he
you really?
Reminds
He's
me of my
crying.
Babies. And to have someone of this woman's stature say, you know what? Let's go. You have no earthly idea what you've done and the lives, the nations, because we all have nations that we're assigned to, the nations that will be rewarded for what you've done. You said something that was really apropos, and then I'm going to take the caller. You said, I work with small budgets. Mm-hmm. There are times, baby, when you're a creator of sorts, you don't have a budget.
Yeah.
And you're like, budget? Mm-hmm. You know, can I put $5 on it? Or can I give you 15 and we try to make it work? So for all the no's, all the doors that were closed, all the people that said you wouldn't do it, all the ones that said, I got you. And when you got there, mm-hmm. they weren't there.
Never
and for
changed.
All the ones that you said, hey, do this with me and I'll do this. And then God said, nope, close the door. Because there are promises that we'll make in those dark hours that we think this is a right thing to do. But you got to know the difference between right and good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference. Sometimes, and I've gone broke, what, maybe 9 times now? I mean, real broke. Millions of dollars broke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, look, yeah, that kind of broke.
I was going amen.
I didn't say that for that. I said it because when you say, you know what, I don't care. I don't care what it takes. I don't care if I have to sleep in my car. I'm going to do this because he said it. And if he said it, I believe it. And I got to do it. So to answer your question, honey, if you don't get inspired by this, call me at 323-203-0815. And if you want to feel led, I carry a piece of lead in my purse. And you're more than welcome
wow.
to touch that lead.
And that's okay. the power of this content, because I know we're getting ready to go to a caller. And also coming up in 5 minutes, the How Did I Get Here segment. Somebody in San Diego, oh, they left you a message, Dr. Tanji.
Ouch.
And I think a lot of people can relate going into the holiday season with what they're asking you. But again, it's the power of us creators and the power of content. A lot of people have issue with it, but this is when it's so empowering.
Absolutely.
And what it was really meant for, to change and impact lives. So absolutely.
Thank you. And caller, thank you so very much for your patience with us. Who am I speaking with, or who are we speaking with?
Thank you. This is Robbie Danzy.
Robbie Danzy!
Hi, hello.
Hey, Robbie. Look, where are you, Robbie? Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
She plays Rachel in our film. She's our sister.
I hear you guys, and I don't mean to talk over you. I've been trying to get on the line. I wanted to talk when
But where are you? Where are you?
I couldn't get in.
Robbie.
I
just kept Robbie was running stuff on the set. Hey, Robbie.
Yes, I
need to come to your house to just hang out because you got that energy. I like you, just, Robbie, like Energizer Bunny. Listen, you just keep going. But where are you calling
absolutely.
From? Where are you calling from?
I am phoning from Long Beach, California.
Oh, the LBC.
Auntie okay. Robbie.
The LBC.
Yes, Auntie Robbie Dancy plays Rachel in our film. She is Denise Dow's sister in our film, and she wow. plays David's wow. aunt. And thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely,
I call her Aunt Robbie.
Absolutely. I was relentless. Yes. I was not going to let this show in without getting on and letting you guys
I like
know
her.
How grateful
I like her.
I am
Resign
for,
her. Resign
God
wow.
for allowing me the opportunity to be a part of By His Stripes.
Wow. We were honored to
I
have
tell wow. you, I am so honored to have worked with an incredible cast and crew. It really jump-started my season at that point when I was just getting back into acting again, and just I kept my voice message forever from Miko Taylor, letting me know that I received the part
direct
that I got
her.
The card.
Yes,
I was
her.
So happy. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What a blessing.
Thank
Man.
You so much.
And thank you.
And thank you, Nelson, for your efforts post-production. You are promoting this film everywhere, and it's so well-received, and people are blessed. You
Thank
are
you.
Extremely gifted, and I'm grateful to know you and be your aunt forever.
Yes, you are my aunt forever. Yes, I call you Aunt Robbie because that's who you be.
And then, Robbie, how did this yes. being a part of this project affect your outlook on cancer or dealing with someone that's close to you going through? What did you take away from the project?
Well, I dealt with cancer in my family, my immediate family, previous to this particular opportunity, but it just truly reminded me of how important family support is. Being with the person, praying with the person, supporting them in the way they need it as opposed to the way that I need to support them.
That's good.
So really focusing in more so on what their need is, the person that is ill.
Good deal. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. Thank you so very, very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much for calling the Dr. Tanji Show. By His Stripes,
yes.
the film.
Much. Robbie Dancy, y'all look for her. Google IMDb. You know me, I'm going to just say everything. Just look for Miss Robbie Dancy. She got a lot of projects coming up. We love her.
Thank you, Auntie
Robbie. Thank you.
I think you got hit
you.
Money. All your crew seem to have lots of credits. That means somebody get paid.
Surround yourself with people who know what they're doing. Absolutely. So that way they, you
that's
know,
what
you
it's
look
all
better.
About.
Because you're in their company, so that's
what
why
it's
I went
all
got
about.
Miko. I was like, listen,
that is
you,
great.
Thank
beginning.
You for calling, baby.
well, thank you so Absolutely. Very much, all of you guys. Appreciate you.
Okay, yes, have
thank
a great
you.
Rest of the day.
Yeah.
By His Stripes, the film.
Wow.
Make sure you look it up. Again, it's coming on tour. You guys have done very well at winning at a film festival.
Yes, yeah. yes.
And
we took
so,
on yeah. best film at the Everybody Digital Film Festival yeah. about 2 weeks ago in Brooklyn, New York. And
nice.
We're very excited for that. Shout out to Alan Maldonado, who set
Absolutely.
That entire event together. And we won first prize at the Zero Film Festival. And we've showcased our film at I forgot the name of the festival. I should probably remember. My bad.
Oh, you know
I'm
about to eject you out there.
Sorry.
Send you right to the ceiling.
Sorry about that. Wait, the name of the festival is the...
With Dave Brown?
Dave Brown. Indie Night with Dave Brown. Shout out to Dave Brown.
Oh, yeah, in Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah,
we showcased, and then he called us to come back a second time because he enjoyed the project so much.
That's
so
really
we were really
good.
Honored
that
by that.
Absolutely.
The High Desert Film Festival, there's been a lot of festivals, so thank
well,
you
we
to
gotta
everybody.
Well, we got to get this out to
Absolutely.
The people. That's the next tour. So again, if you're listening, if you experience it, if you are in the medical profession, especially mm-hmm. pharmaceutical sales rep, right. you guys know how important it is. You know, we would love to have it featured. If you have an organization, if you are into care, oncology centers, how amazing would that be? So again, what is your contact if somebody wants to book a screening?
My name is Nelson Scott. You can reach me at my Instagram, Actor Nelson Scott, or you can go to my website, ActorNelsonScott.com. My Twitter is StripesMovie, Stripes_movie at Twitter. And
Instagram,
I believe the Instagram for the film is By His Stripes
movie by His Stripes Film. Listen, I'm getting it together. No, y'all pray for me. Wait a minute, hold
did
on.
Did you go to happy hour before you came here?
I didn't. This is all bouncing. Me. That's the problem.
Look.
That's why I don't drink, because if this is me sober,
oh, you wouldn't
I'm
make
in
it
trouble.
You wouldn't even make the real Hollywood circuit then.
I'd be still coming up the elevator talking about what time the interview start.
Oh, no, and that's what they usually do, too. So, oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. It is all good.
By His Stripes Movie on Instagram, at By His Stripes Movie.
All right.
Good deal. We've got another caller has come in, so we're going to ask. Thank you so very much for calling the Dr. Tanji Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, you speaking with Veronica Scott.
Hey!
Look, this is Auntie Veronica.
No, this is my actual real biological mother calling
in. Oh, is that Mom? Hey, Mom!
I wanted to, before she says anything, I wanted to say this project was a real collaborative effort, and I pulled from the resources that I had. So my mother actually provided all the wardrobe for the actresses
Did
in the film.
You?
She owns a boutique called Our Garments of Praise, and she was generous enough to provide all the church lady fashions, because there were a lot of those. And so thank you, Mom, for calling
that
in.
Is,
you know, you
gotta
pull
amazing.
The extras were my family and friends.
Thank
and so
you.
Yeah, it was all a collaborative effort. That's why I say when it was God, I know He
oh,
did it, because he just
absolutely.
He'll give you what you need to do what Come you on. Need to get done.
Oh my gosh, right. There you go. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So hey, Mom, when you first saw the project, when you saw the finished product, what was your immediate feeling?
Tell the truth.
I was so proud. I mean, I was so proud of him. Mm. It was such a blessing. I mean, he took all of his money and put into the project, which I thought was crazy. I was like, you know, you saw your own money.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just jumped right in with him to try to help him as much as I could.
Yeah.
Finishing product was fantastic. I mean, I was like, it looked like I'm just looking, watching a movie on TV.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
that speaks volumes. Thank
you.
That
was kind of the point. what she's referring to is, I don't think I mentioned this, was I wrote the film in 2014 and I saved for 3 years so I could fund it myself.
Can you say that again for any creatives that are listening or you think you just do something overnight? Can you talk about that process? And can you specifically talk about what you needed to, any research you had to do or believing you had enough and then finding out just other things that were needed? Can you talk briefly about what that process was like?
I wrote the film in 2014 and I took the script to Miko and presented it to her. And once, you know, she saw I was serious, we were able to sit down and go over a budget. And when she gave me a number, I said, okay, I need to save to get that money, because I knew that, you know, I didn't want to rely on crowdfunding to give me the yes or the no.
Right.
You know, a lot of people try to get the money together through crowdfunding, and then when they don't get it, it's like, well, the film is dead. Well, I never wanted that. I wanted the film to happen. So if that meant I had to save my own money and sacrifice in places I didn't really want to, then I was willing to do that because I believed in the project and I really wanted this to happen. So I wrote it in 2014 and I saved for 3 years so that I could fund it myself. And then we did a crowdfunding, which provided a little bit of help for advertising and whatnot. But the film was completed by the time we ever put up our crowdfunding site. So when she said she thought I was crazy, that's true. She did. Because she's like, you know, that's all your money, right? I was like, yeah, I know. But, you know, but she was encouraging as well, because I believe I asked you, Mom, if I should do it, and you said if you really believe in it, you should. And I took that to heart, and I'm glad I, you know, listened, because, you know, it was a blessing, you know. So
thank you.
Yeah, and she worked for free.
Well,
thanks, Mom.
I know it had to be God.
Yeah, it was.
That was in control of it.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
First thing I told him was pray about it.
Yes.
Because one thing about it, if God be for you, can't no devils in hell be against you.
All right, now, Miss Scott, don't do that.
Trust me. It was
Apostle
a lot
Scott
up
here.
The day of him, I mean, the air conditioner went out, and it was like
110.
5 or
wow.
6.
I love it.
And then we had a lot of big fans, but you can't blow them when they're taping it, because you can't do the Nord.
Absolutely.
So in between, we had to just sweat it out.
Yeah.
That's
She's referring to the day we were shooting. The first day we were shooting. Now, we shot on Father's Day weekend 2017. The entire year had been around 85. For some reason, this particular
day
was
the first
110
degree
day.
Right.
The house was 800 square feet.
I'd lived there. I was saying this at the festival. It was 900 square feet. I'd lived there for 8 years. It waits until that day for the air to go out with the 15-person crew in this house. We were using our car. My car was about 8 years old. That day, the car overheated, the day we were shooting. It was just so many obstacles and challenges while we were shooting that, you know. And thank God for Miko being the, you know, captain at the helm, because I was going a little crazy. She was just like, listen, this happens. We'll get it, you know, it will get done. And thank God for Denise. She had a film. She had a scene in a bed under blankets with pajamas, and it's, you know, 110 degrees in this house, and she's crying, and, you know, because it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's so hot. These tears are coming down to show you how hot it is right now. Because it was a lot. It was a lot. But, you know, we did it.
But God was greater.
That's he was.
That's right.
Yes, he
thank
was.
You so, so very much.
We got the finishing product.
Absolutely.
And praise God. It's been a blessing.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. And you got a strong mama back there, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
She ain't
I praying love mama. Yes. Like this.
Exactly. Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for calling
Ms.
Dr. Tanji's show by his stripes. Woohoo!
Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you. Yes. You guys have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, that great support, man.
I'm going to piggyback off of that, because I think that sometimes when we understand that God has given us an assignment,
right,
it's not always a straight line.
Oh, no.
And you still have to fight for what it is that
yes,
he called you to do.
Yep.
But there are people waiting on you to have the courage to stand up and to really fight. And to go after what it is that he called you to do.
Absolutely.
Because when you do that, then you encourage people to do the same thing. So it's great that he had someone call in and say, I'm really proud of him. And to see that, who knows, like just watching your progression and your journey online, what that encourages them to do, what that shows them that they can possibly do.
I remember saying something to you like that a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Like,
and
just, watch what happens.
Absolutely.
You're right, Miko.
Absolutely. And just not giving up. And you know, something that you said earlier, I think, what God orders, he'll pay for.
You better believe
that. Oh, that's good,
so
too.
So he will
that's
take
a tweet
care of
it.
And that's wait a minute, that's another hit, either theater production or another movie.
Well, God
I know a hit when I hear it.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and tweet
about it,
that
though. Absolutely. What he orders, you're right, he will pay for. But does that not fall in line with be fruitful? How can you have a command on your life to be fruitful and you have no seed?
Yes. Absolutely.
That doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
I'd send you to the store and ask you, would you bring me a soda? Mm-hmm. And you're standing there saying, well, where's your money?
Yeah.
Exactly.
To have a seed means that it has to come to fruition at some point.
Absolutely.
You have to give birth.
Absolutely.
But anyone who's had birth, myself included, knows that that is a painful process.
Hello.
But what comes out on the other side of that is
I'm
so beautiful.
My eyes start watering now because I just went back to labor.
Yes.
Look, you the best. I'm like,
sorry, girl.
Look, now I want a hug.
This is part of the conversation. I go get a glass of water.
I just thought about that. I had the nerve.
I'm
sorry, I had the nerve to ask the nurse, can I play Uno? They said, you're going to be doing a lot of things, but Uno is not one of them.
Absolutely. So you have to do that. And I think that, you know, in just being discerning too, because you only have so much energy, so many resources.
Right.
So being able to know what's the good thing versus the God thing is really important. And for me, why I took this project in, one of the reasons is because when I read the script, I understood it was a God thing. And even though we didn't have all the money that we needed and all the resources that we needed, I really felt like it would come together.
Absolutely.
And we were able to pull it off, you know. And so I'm just, like I said, really grateful to Nelson for submitting to what he called him to do. And because it started with that allowed us to bring a great group of people together, give people opportunities to be on set, to work, to just set an atmosphere. I think one thing that was weird is, like, I kept getting the comment, hey, this is a great set. Like, this is, I feel so supported. I feel you know, just heard
very
on
important.
Set. And I'm like, what are y'all used to? Because this is like what
it's that energy. And y'all know what it's like being in this business because
you
guys were on the same page. And it's nothing like, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what it is. But it's nothing like having a cast and crew and the passion and the vision is all on the same page. Nothing can stop you. And it will be the biggest production that anything can happen from. So I'm just excited for you guys. I know so much more is getting ready to happen. But I'm going to tell you right now, Dr. Tanji,
yes, ma'am.
Carmen and Sam.
San Diego. She was like, I was waiting for your How Did I Get Here segment that we do every Wednesday, where people Instagram, Facebook, Dr. Tanji, and she gets questions loaded all week long when I just try to pull through one. And this is right in line with what we're talking about. And you're talking about family stripes during this holiday season. Carmen says, Dr. Tanji, I just got married a year ago. My husband and I are doing very well, but dreading being with family this holiday season because they often criticize me and my husband, what we're doing, how we're doing it. Comments like, y'all haven't been doing anything but so long, the drama's going to come. Dr. Tanji, how do you keep toxic energy out of your space when it's with people you have close relationships with or family?
Wow. Mm. Carmen, thank you so very much.
Pull those stripes off.
I am a living witness to having to separate myself, my family. I don't want to say everyone around us was toxic, but I knew I don't want to say instinctively because dogs have instincts. We don't have them. We have spirits. Mm. When you are serious about, one, your marriage. And hear me when I say this, please. Your husband now is your covering. And it's time now that you begin to create memories for you and your husband on those very special holidays. You're not being nasty or ugly or wanton when you say, you know what, we're going to pass Thanksgiving this
that's
year.
Okay.
We're going to create some memories of our own. And that's not a bad thing. So I would suggest, you know, at the end of the day, it's between you and your husband, what you guys decide to do. But I would suggest to you to really, really begin to create those memories that you and he will be able to talk about for years and years. One of the things that I had to do getting out here, I used to celebrate or try to tell everybody, hey, guess what we're doing? And I wanted everyone to be as excited as I was. And I learned really fast, shut your mouth, talk with your husband and just do it. So what God really had joined together, no man should be able to separate. It's time for you to go ahead and start that separation process.
Okay. Well said, Dr. Tanji.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. You. And again, if you have questions, comments about, you know, where you are versus where you need to be, Dr. Tanji is the one. Again, all her social media at Dr. Tanji Show, TONGIE. Another amazing show. Thank you, Nelson Scott.
It's over already.
Super Director Miko.
I'm
so excited about what is going to be going on with all of us. Yeah. Oh, things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Mr. Media now. Oh, you're like, oh, Gina, you just
said
I had to tease you, see if you were ready. Look.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's funny. I did want to say one other thing, just real quick. The film, our crew who was that was put together by Miko was I think maybe about 70% African American female.
Wow.
And I think that's really important.
Wow. Girl power.
We had a black female director, we had black female leads, we had black female crew, DP and sound.
Director of
and
photography, which doesn't happen.
Which doesn't happen very often. Yes. Shout out to Crystal Kelly and you know, even our set designer
Allie Armstrong.
Shout out to her. And so I'm proud to be a part of that. This is before the Me Too movement. This was just what we felt needed to happen.
So you were already, the movement was already happening.
We started the movement.
I love it.
Oh, look at you.
Listen.
Oh, look. No, he got that impact on him now.
I double down on that.
Now he's becoming a client of mine now. See, he's been hanging
to book
around
some more
me.
Gigs now.
Thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Congrats, Miko.
Girl power.
I love it. I love you guys so very much. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Come back whenever you want to come back.
Don't say that.
I
mean that.
Thank
you,
Gina.
I'll be back tomorrow.
All right, we're out. Thank you guys for listening to the Dr. Tanji Show. God bless you. I love you so much. Make this a wonderful day. Remember to smile. All is well.
Talk to you next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.